Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Ches, mitzvah 248. As we get into a new topic, we just had the two mitzvahs related to fruit, Arla Netta Ravai, and now we get into an Isser, which is somewhat controversial that it is counted as an Isser. Let's see what the Torah says. Back to the psukim that we're up to, the first 3 years we learned about Arla, the fourth year is Netta Ravai, and we're allowed to use the produce only in Yerushalayim, and then the pasuk says, Vashana Chamish is the fifth year, then you could eat your fruit. Next pasuk. Three mitzvahs, or three phrases, let's say. Lo sochlu al hadam. Literally, do not eat on the blood. That's what the Torah says. Lo senachashu, velo seonenu. So those last two, we'll talk about magic and the like in the coming days. Bezrat Hashem, but today we're going to focus on the first phrase, lo sochlu al hadam. So if you look in the Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel, there are many, many mitzvos and laws learned out from this phrase of lo sochlu al hadam. Rashi says, right on our pasuk, lahar beponim nidrash bisanhedrin. There's a lot of ways that this pasuk is darshan in Sanhedrin. Right? It quotes two of them. But there's a lot. That's all Rashi quotes. Lo sochlu al hadam. This is not the isser of eating blood. That's listed elsewhere, which we've had already. But this is the isser of lo sochlu al hadam. A lot are included. Fascinating is that the Rambam and the Chinuch count one of those halachos learned out from Sanhedrin Samach Gimel as a separate mitzvah. All the other ones are not counted as a separate isser. It's lo sochlu al hadam, but they don't count it as a separate isser. But the one of them is counted, and that's today's mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, following the Rambam's lead, shlolecho v'lishtos kederach zolo v'sove, not to eat or drink in a gluttonous fashion. This basically is the Avera of Ben Sora Umora, which the Parsha of it is later on in the Torah. In Parshas Kiseitzei. But here is the Isser of a Ben Sora Umora. Shlolecho v'lishtos kederach zolo v'sove, says the Chinuch. Even before we start, does this have any connection to the previous mitzvahs? So I saw just one line in the Bala Turim. Right here he says, earlier we were talking about Arla with the first 3 years off limits, and then finally the fourth year we're allowed to partake of it. Says the Bala Turim right here, if somebody, let me just see if I can find it inside. Samach lo sochlo al adam la Arla lomar sha'asr lecho belo bracha. Ka'arla below chilul. So first he has lo sochlu al hadam, don't eat on the blood to arla. To similar, don't eat lecho below bracha, without a bracha. Lo sochlu al hadam, don't eat before davening for your blood. We'll see where this comes up. So that's a connection that he has, lo sochlu al hadam, and he talks about what the connection is for after that. But that's how he connects. Lo sochlu al hadam has to do with, if we don't properly make a bracha before we eat, then it is like arla to us. Okay, so let's see which mitzvah is counted. Shlola harbos bachilu b'shasiya ki b'yimei naros b'tanam ham niskarim kam ben sarim more bakasuv. We are not allowed to eat or drink more than what is appropriate. As the Rambam writes at length in Hilchos Deos, you know, we're supposed to eat and drink what we need, but nothing more. With everything else that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, do not eat on the blood. One of the eight things listed there in Maseches Sanhedrin that's learned out from Lo Sochlu Al Adam is Azhara la Ben Sora Mora Minayin. What is the warning for a Ben Sora Mora? Tamalomar Lo Sochlu Al Adam. That is, what is it, lo sochlu adam? Do not eat on the blood, klomar, lo sochlu achila shehimivia lishpochdam. Do not eat that, some in a way, that could lead to murder, meaning your own murder. V'hi achila zolal v'sovei. All the details of halacha, of eating in a gluttonous fashion, after stealing the money from my parents, as we'll see, shechayev alosa achila hara misa. The one is chayev misa for that. So first of all, before we get to the specific mitzvah, why is this one counted? There are many halachas learned. We're going to see inside of the chinuch soon. One is not allowed. Bez is not allowed to eat on the day they put somebody to death. That's learned out from the words of Lo Sochlu Al Adam. One is not allowed to eat before an animal. Here, I'll read you some of the lashonos. Says the minan la'ocham and behema kolim shdei sinafsha, eating from an animal before it dies. So Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Lo Sochlu Basar Vadayin Dam Mizrach. One is not allowed to eat karbanos before the blood is sprinkled. Lo Sochlu Al Adam. The Gemara min Rabbi Akiva. What I just said, Minayin Lo Sanhedrin Shehargu Asa Nefesh, Ein Tuamin Klum Kol Oso Hayom. All of these are learned out from Lo Sochlu Al Adam. So says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs right here, but the Chinuch quotes it. Why is this counted? Let me explain myself. V'yavo bisha zeh halav hu lav sheh beklalos, kamo sheh bi'arnu be'ikar hatashi. Even though, as I've explained, this is a lav sheh beklalos. This is an all-encompassing isser. A lav that includes many things. So why am I counting this? I don't count other lavim shebeklalos. Eino rachok, it is not far to say, to suggest, kishayiya ha'onesh mefurash, klomar, onesh bensor moram, since this parsha and this isra has a separate onesh, a separate punishment, unlike all the others, what's the usual rule? A lav shebeklalos is ein lokin alav. That's the usual rule. You don't get malchus for a lav shebeklalos. But here, even though that's the rule, by one of these, we know b'feirus, the Torah says there's a punishment. Hainu mishpatoshu b'skilo b'forish b'kasuv. Like the Torah says in Pashuk Kiseitzei. Eini choshes al azhara imhim in a lav shebeklalos. Says the Rambam, once there's an onesh in the Torah, I don't care that it's a lav shebeklalos, I'm going to count it separately. But also in Talmud Dvarav, Kamo Shekasa b'sifro mitzvah lo sasei kufsadakei, like the Rambam himself says. The Chavichai quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam defends his decision to count the Isser of Betzor or Mora separately, even though it's learned from Mosoko Adam, because it has a separate Aveira. And the Ramban is very upset. I won't read it inside, because he just quotes it, basically. Tafas alav harbi bekan. The Ramban is very upset. Everybody agrees. Both the Rambam and the Rambam agrees. Alav shebeklalos. But the Rambam says that the fact that there's a separate onesh in the Torah for it overrides and tells me that it is counted separately. Skip the next paragraph. Rambam zechon levracha yomar ki bepnekeni onesh haben misa bachilazu avavish asara mizeh alav. There's a punishment, even though this is the Yisr. Lefisha kasev gila b'feirish sha'oncho b'skila b'makam acher. The Torah writes, v'hu b'yer, and the Rambam says, shekol mishe yichayev ha'kasev b'okaris o misa bezdin u misas lo'sasei. If there's a punishment, there's got to be an aveira. How can there be a punishment without an aveira? So here there's a punishment. So working backwards, says the Rambam, there's an aveira. What's the aveira? Losocho al-adam. There are 10 other things learned that from Losocho al-adam. I don't care, says the Rambam. Those other halachas fall into the regular rubric and rules of there's no malchus, and you don't count that separately. But this one has a separate parsha in the Torah with a separate aveira, so I count it separately. There's only, as we know, two mitzvahs that have a punishment without an aveira, and that's Pesach and Mila. The two mitzvahs I say that have kareis that go along with it, but that's different than this one. Umin aklal hazeh yatzalo l'rav shasar b'zer amora avabishi l'mode b'lav shebeklalos dina kishar asaris. So it is included, and the Ramban does not like it. Okay, this is the Isser and the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this should be counted separately. One of the Ramban's question is, maybe you should count it as more than one mitzvah. Because as we're going to learn, there are different stages of a b'zer amora. The first time he starts acting in a certain way, he gets malchus. And then he gets another malchus, only at the end. So there's different punishments. So you should say he's going to count that as separate mitzvahs. That's the Rabban's kasha. Okay. But either way, let's skip a couple of paragraphs. Let's go to some of the other halachos that are learned out from this pasuk. Fidei asker lacham in advarin at the bottom. Shepishalon zechon levracha. Let me explain some. Because the chinuch says this is the only place I have a chance to explain it. Shenachalam is alav. As we said, an isra of eating from an animal before it dies, fully, completely. The isra of eating carbon meat before zrikas adam, before the blood is sprinkled. If somebody's killed by bezdin, even though it happened very, very not often, as the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Malchus, once every 7 years, once every 70 years, whenever that occurred, the usual behavior of havra'ah that's done for the aveilim after the death, that's not done for haruge bezdin. V'chein Sanhedrin shargo as a nefesh, ain't on him klum, kolos vayom, and also the Sanhedrin doesn't eat anything that day. Those are all in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel. There is one halacha that's learned out from this pasuk that's not in that Gemara, but it's in Maseches Brachas instead. Which is that? Shlo yitom adam klum achi yispalel. You're not allowed to eat before davening. That's learned out from this pasuk as well. Lo socho al adam, and Chazal Darshan, lo tochu lefnei she'atem yispalem al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your blood. Right, it's an act of gaiva. If I wake up in the morning and before I talk to God, you know, I stuff my face. You know, it's inappropriate. So therefore, we darshan that also from the Sokol al Adam, v'chein atzor l'metzor mora, kamosha amarnu. Good. There is a very important piece in the Rishimo Shiurim, Rabbi Reichman's sefer from the Rav on in Nedarim Chelik Aleph, all the way at the end of the sefer, page Kuf Tzadik Beis through Kuf Tzadik Hei, where he talks about Be'inyan Lav Shebeklalos. And he mentions there, quoting from Ramosha Salvechik, that most Lavim Shebeklalos have, why they kolel, why are they inclusive? Because many of them do not have, many of the Averis included in a Lav Shebeklalos, it's not a focus on the act itself. It's part of a larger message, a larger category of a problem. And he gives examples. He goes through beautifully every one of these isurim relating to lo socho al adam, explaining how it's not specifically a maisa isur like eating treif, like eating this. All these cases are in a specific isur machalas asuros. So he goes, for example, doing a sudas havra for a haruge bezdin. Is that a maisa achilo shel isur? No. It's part of the larger idea of there's no avelus for somebody killed. No avelus, a function of that is that there's no specific isur. Eating before the zrikas hadam, is that specifically a maisa avera? No, it's the order of the avoda has to be done. There's only a heter, achila, once, this isn't treif. It's just that a certain act wasn't finished yet. There's a certain order that has to be gone through. Or bezin not killing anybody that day, eating anything after they killed somebody. So what is that? That's an isur achila? No. The point is to feel sad that day, to realize what you did. Didn't atza va'agbas nefesh al shahargu nefesh miyisrael. Lachin, that's what makes it a lav shebeklalos. It's more of a general type of isur, not asuring one specific ma'isa avera. And of course, what we're going to speak about right now, eating before davening. What if I eat a cookie before davening? Oh, it's treif that you're eating before davening. No, it's a din tefila. Nothing should be cut down with tefillah during the day. You're allowed to have water before davening. We'll talk about that soon. It's also to act in a haughty fashion before I daven. And that includes eating. That might include doing business before davening. That might include doing other things before davening. So it's not a specific act that was forbidden by the Torah. And that's why if you look at all of these in a deeper level, you could realize why all of these are a lav shebeklal. Same thing with Saramora. Is there a specific this isser? This piece of meat is treif? No. It's a larger pattern of behavior that's the problem. And therefore, says Ramosha Salvechik, in Rishiva Shirim here, towards the end of Nedarim Chelek Aleph, that's why they all fit into lav shebeklal. It's all of these different halachas. Let's talk for a moment, now that it's here, about the Isra of eating before davening, which is learned out from our Pasuk of L'Socho al Adam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Peites. Sif Gimel, Aser lo lehisasek bitzrachav, o leilech laderach, hajiz pal tfilish ban esrei. We shouldn't be osek in our tzrachim before we daven. So I always like to think that means, what does tzrachim mean? Do we check our email before we daven? Right, many people do. What do we need to go to check God's email? God sent you a message. Right? That's what we have to do first. We have to, what if the dreaded? We're going to lose $1 million? Okay, if it's a hefsin maruba. Most of the time, we're just, no. That's what we do in the morning. We check. How about davening first? Can we hold ourselves back? Aser lis asik b'tzrachav. Oh, this is tzrach mitzvah. But if it's not tzrach mitzvah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We shouldn't be osik b'tzrachav, o leilich laderech, or to go on the road somewhere, achi yispal tfilish bon esrei, unless we're driving to shul. V'yesh mekilin, some are makel after we say ksaz brachas. V'tov lahachmir, says the Rama. Some are makel, but the Rama says tov lahachmir. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'lo lecho v'lo lishtos. Not eating and drinking. Now let eat and drink. Avo mayim mutter lishos kodem atfila, but water is allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the post game. What about other drinks? So the minhag ha'olam is to be makel by drinks, coffee, tea, anything like that. Maybe not the most the fanciest coffee that you could get from espresso with the cream and I'm not an expert, but maybe that's not such a great idea. But even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even 50, 60, 100 years ago, there were poskim that were machmir about putting sugar in, don't make it so sweet. The minhag ha'olam, you look at the Piskei Tshuva, see what's Shlomo Zalman and many other poskim that say the minhag ha'olam is to have a drink, and anything that's called a normal drink would be okay. So even tea with sugar and with honey and a coffee, anything like that would be mutter before davening. What about food? So, l'chadchila, for sure, that's the halacha. What is that supposed to eat before davening? If one needs it for health reasons, so the Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. That's not acting like gaiva. That's not acting haughtily. That's I need it to for health reasons. That is not a problem. So what happens? What does health mean? Maybe it's different on a Shabbos where I'm going to eat later. So again, either way, the message is that we shouldn't be focusing on food and sitting down for to have a serious snack. Again, drinks are okay. Any other type of food, one really needs a heter for a serious health issue. That is the halacha. There is a fascinating, it relates to the issue, I mentioned Shabbos. Shabbos, you have the added issue of eating before Kiddush. So if one wants to take a drink, that's okay before one davens. Once one davens, then the chiyuv of Kiddush kicks in, and before Kiddush the halacha is, you're not allowed to even drink water before Kiddush. That's why some have the misconception that after that, they want to give like some water to, so there's a bar mitzvah boy, his throat is dry. No, it's not unless he makes kiddush beforehand. Once he daven shachar, he's not allowed to even have water. And therefore, one has to be very careful. The day of his bar mitzvah, he's not following the halacha. So we have to make sure that this is a halacha that we keep in mind. Okay, misharshi ha-mitzvah. The shorish behind this mitzvah. Now we're getting back to the specific isser being discussed, the isser of Bensor Remora. Lufisha Rov Chatos Bnei Adam Ya'asu B'Sibas Ribu Ya'achil V'Ashasiya. So many Averis of ours have to do with overeating and drinking. Or maybe that's a symbolism to over-satiating ourselves. K'mosha Kasa V'Yishman Yishurin V'Yivat V'Chein Shamanta Avisa Kasisa V'Yito Shalok Ka'aseyu Pesuk at the end of the Torah V'Chein Amru Migar Mecha Shetivati Bi Karshinim She'achalticha. It's all about extra eating. V'Inyanu, why is this? The symbol. V'Fisha Mazonos Yimisas HaChomer. Food is physical. V'Yis Bonenus B'Muskal B'Yiras Elokim U'V'Mitzvosa V'Yikaras Yisas HaNefesh. And His bonus in God is a spiritual act. So yes, of course, we have to have food. God created us in physical bodies. We have to eat, but we have to eat in order to live, not live in order to eat. And therefore, we have to be Makadish our eating and sanctify it and eating in a certain way. Okay, and that's what the quote, it's harder to eat L'Shem Shamayim on Erev Yom Kippur than to fast on Yom Kippur. Because what else are you fasting for? Eating on Erev Yom Kippur, that's more challenging. That's the only weekday that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. The only weekday of the year that is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, b'eskaber isas achomer tachlash tzaz isas aguf. The more we overeat, the less we're going to be into the ruchnius. And therefore, this mitzvah, the message for everyone, not just the Betzor Amora, is to always eat in moderation. Eat in moderation. Okay, timna'enu torasenu ashlem l'tovasenu. The Torah limited for us in its goodness. Mi harbos achila v'shiyo, so we die not to eat extra. Pein yisgaber achomer ala nefesh harbe. Unless we eat too much, and that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Related to this, obviously, we have to mention the Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha, which we didn't mention, because Kedoshim Ti was not counted as a separate mitzvah. But remember the famous words of the Ramban at the beginning of Parsha's Kedoshim, where he discusses the concept of a Novo Birshus HaTorah. Somebody who is a disgusting person with the license of the Torah. I'm eating a lot, I'm drinking a lot, and what am I doing wrong? Show me in Shulchan Aruch where I'm doing wrong. No, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Right, this is a violation of Kedoshim Tiyah. We can't be a glutton. We can't be somebody who doesn't act with Derech Eretz. That's the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. V'inya ki Torah his hira ba'arayis machalim asurim v'hitira habiyah ishvishto. Everything's mutter, but in moderation. Again, like the Rambam emphasizes throughout Hilchos Deis, everything is mutter, not everything, but many physical activities are mutter in moderation in a mutter sanctified way. And therefore, one has to make sure of this. There's even an entire sefer. Rabbeinu Bachai wrote an entire sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba. It's printed in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, after the Katakema, which is his major philosophical work. Shulchan Shel Arba, all about eating. That's the whole sefer, all about the mitzvahs. He talks about how many mitzvahs come up with eating. Netilas Yadayim, and benching, and brachas, and lechem mishnah, and so many things. Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So many things come up with eating. So he says, I need to write a whole sefer about this, to make sure that, A, people have Torah to say over at every meal, and B, so you know the halachas. He names it Shulchan Shel Arba. He writes at the beginning, why did he name it Shulchan Shel Arba? Because food is what helps the person who's made from the Dalad Yesodos, makes them exist, and also the Gemara says that there are four kedushos that we are involved in when we eat. Vis kadishtem elomayim rishonim, visim kadoshim, mayim achronim, ki kadosh. It talks about the different kedushas that we have, but either way, that's the entire sefer devoted to eating from Rabbeinu Bachai. Let's continue a little bit more. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Specifically, Betzara Moreh. He goes through the next page. Bididi HaMitzvah. Mashar Zachan Mavracha. There are many details of mitzvahs of halachas by Betzara Moreh. Ain Betzara Moreh Chayiv. A Betzara Moreh is only Chayiv. First of all, he has to be only 12 to 12 and a quarter. That's the 3-month window for a ben sora mora. And he's got to steal from his father and buy a lot of meat and wine. And he has to eat it chutz mirshus aviv. He's got to eat it outside his father's rishus with a bunch of low-life chevra. He's got to eat meat that's rare. Rare meat. And drink wine. And he has to do a lot of it. And also, he's got to eat mutter meat. The only reason that it's usher is because of the way he's eating it. If it's shreif, he's not a ben sora mora. If he eats shreif all day, he's not a ben sora mora. It's only if he violates his parents. Einenu shomea b'koleinu, misheinu over ba'os achila ela al kolam. Yatzazesh over ba af al divrei Torah. So again, there are all these details, and the parents have to be both there, and they have to be the same height and the same voice, and the parents can't be blind or deaf or gidame, lame. Many, many different details. Based on all of these details, the Chinuch says that there's even a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, which says, according to one opinion, it never happened. Because how is it possible to have all these details? The Gemara there says that, at least according to one opinion, Ben Sora Mora, Ir Ani Dachas, and Bayis HaMenuge, all three of those never happened. Rabbi Yonah's son said, no, they did happen. I saw the kever of a Ben Sora Mora. See, the way it's a machlokas, but at least according to one opinion, it never happened. But again, these are some of the details of a Ben Sora Mora. Again, one of the major questions, which I'll just mention the question, feel free to look at all the Rosh Hashanah Svarim, is the phrase that's used for a Ben Sora Mora is Nidon Al Shem Sofo. What he's doing wrong right now is not really a chi of misa, not deserving of a chi of misa, but it's Nidon Al Shem Sofo. We already see the roots of what he's doing. How does that work with what we say on Yom Rosh Hashanah about Yishmael Basher Husham? We judge him where he is now. Where he is now, he's a tzaddik. We don't care what he does in the future. So how do you put those two things together, Basher Husham and Nidon Al Shem Sofo? That's a big discussion in Rosh Hashanah Divrei Torah. Just to mention, though, one or two other points. Number one is the Ramban. This has come up various times in our discussions of the mitzvos. And as the Ramban in Parshas Kisei says, there are four people that are not punished based on what they did, but for who they are and how they undermine society. One of them is Ben Sora Mora. That's the pasuk the Ramban says it on. He is destroying the youth of society. Zakein Mamre, somebody who's a member of the Sanhedrin, he thinks they're all wrong. But once you're outvoted, you got to give in. You can't go back and paskin against everybody else. Adam Zomimin, you tried to get people killed, but you didn't succeed. If you succeeded, you don't get punished. Third, Adam Zomimin. Number four, Mesis. You try to get somebody to do a Vodazara, even if you don't succeed. Those four people are put to death, and the pasuk says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirou, we have to announce, because these deaths are for the undermining of the fabric of society, and not specifically for the maisa that they did. That's even why, if you look at the Menchas Chinuch in Os Yudalit, he says Ben Sora Mora might not get regular hasra, like almost every other person who's put to death gets hasra. He quotes from Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam in Os Yudalit. Rashi says Beferish in Sanhedrin that it's not normal hasra that we give to a Ben Sora Mora. Again, this is a big topic, but this is what is mentioned here. Just finishing up, turning the page, the Chinuch says, "V'noheges b'Eretz Yisrael bilvad she'don din nefashos el Hashem." It's only in Eretz Yisrael where this takes place, because that's the only place where this din nefashos. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Chaf Aleph notes, it's not 100% clear. It just means whenever you have a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael judging nefashos, so then you can judge nefashos anywhere, even outside of Chutz Laaretz. But you need the bezdin in Eretz Yisrael judging nefashos. It only applies to men, because it's ben sora mora. That's what the pasuk says. Vein did zedoig el bezachar mavol lo benekevus shein darkan lehi mashik b'achil v'shiyah kamo anashim. It's not normal and common for women to overeat as much as men do, and therefore the Torah, it goes by the shchiach. V'zeh shenem are ben sora mora v'lo bas. Somebody violates this and becomes a ben sora mora, they're put to death. It's skila and all the other halachas related. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention, there is a machlokas. The Menachas Chinuch discusses this in Os Ches back earlier, whether the issur of eating before davening is a real issur daraisa or an issur darabanan. That is a discussion of Os Ches. He says maybe it's connected to whether tefillah is daraisa or darabanan. Machlokas Rambam, that has come up elsewhere. But either way, that is these are some of the ideas behind Ben Sora Mora. We'll stop here, and we will continue with the next 2 days, Baruch Hashem, with Nichush and Ma'onein, all about magic shows and the like.